We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is 3 Live Crew.
The Re-Up.
Yeah, Thursday. This when we just go back in the day for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Throwbacks.
102. Jams.
You good, T-Minus?
Well, minutes after 6 o'clock, 3 Live on your radio. Drankus had to go down the street to get Cleef. Apparently, he was having some car trouble or something.
I don't know why I laugh. Car trouble ain't funny.
Car trouble is not funny.
Why did I laugh?
Especially as cold as it is outside right now.
That wasn't right of me to do. I shouldn't have done that.
I think you laugh because you just can't wait to hear exactly what happened to the car. Did it run out of gas? Was there some engine problems? Once Cleef gets here, 6:36, we'll get the details on that. But I just want to let you know that Drankins is envious of Roxy this morning because Roxy has a new coat.
Yeah, I do.
And we'll get into that before 7 o'clock so Drankins can let you know why he's so upset about it and what he plans to do about it. To the phones one time. Good morning.
Trying to link the mix, man.
Are we already linked the mix, bro? It wasn't a guess.
Oh, okay. Shit. All right.
Just out of curiosity.
Shout out to my lovely wife.
Hold on. Wait. Before you shout out your lovely wife, what was the link to the mix?
I'm thinking it was like a 2008 Trey Songz.
I mean, it wasn't
a year on there.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily a year. Just Trey Songz. Yeah, it was Trey.
All right.
Yeah, but go ahead and shout out your wife, family.
I love you, baby girl. Enjoy your day, my love.
Mm. What's her name?
Carolina.
How long y'all been married?
We've been married for a year and a half. We've been together for 4 years.
That's what's up.
Look at it. Shout out to Carolina.
Yep. Happy marriage to y'all, I guess. I don't know what to say to it.
Thank you, man.
Thinking about my grandmama and shit. I got the number one record. They acknowledge the jit. They go.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew rocking with you on this very, very, very cold Thursday morning. God, it's brick. 19 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning.
46 months. That's how long Kodak Black is going to be in jail for the federal gun charges case that he picked up back in May. Mm. Now, Kodak Black, his lawyers were asking.
What?
I don't know why I was going to say that, but I was.
I liked it.
Anyway, his lawyers were asking, you know, listen, just give him 3 to 3.5 years. He admitted to what he did. And this was just a case of deception. It's not like he got caught with the guns or anything like that. He had them for protection. But the judge said, no. Hmm. The judge says, and I quote, young people do stupid things, and I normally give them a break for that. The problem is that you've been doing stupid things since 15. Hmm. So the judge did not take into consideration consideration that Kodak Black admitted what he did and worked with prosecutors, but he said that was not enough to give him the sentence that his lawyers were asking for. Mm,
hit him with almost 4 years.
Yes.
I was going to say that's 3 years and some change. It was actually like 3.5 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like 3 years.
It's a little
months.
Over.
Yeah, they
it's
gave
over.
Him like 2 months more just to prove a point.
Just to prove a point.
Yeah, no, you don't get that whole 3.6. You get 3.8.
Yeah.
Dang, but that's tough. 4 years for Kodak. Is he still going to make music in there, you think?
I don't know what he's going to do. But, you know, he still has, like, guns, sexual assault charges in other states. So.
It's gone, guys.
It's over.
Lil Bobby Shmurda still been in there. Ain't making no music.
Your son is a Kodak fan.
Yeah,
I saw his IG story the other day. He was like, free yak.
Then I had a daddy moment.
Did you?
I saw that too, and I had a daddy
did
moment.
Did you? I wondered like, if you saw that.
Like, what is you talking about? Some free Kodak? I said that. I was like, what is you talking? And I was like, I'm not gonna respond to it. I'm not gonna do it. But I'm sitting there looking at
I
this.
I saw
thing.
That. That's crazy.
What you mean, freak? Trench word. Mama told me.
How bad do you want to pay off your student loans, Doc?
Very.
Very bad.
Seriously, man. Like that right there. If God could bless me with paying off my student loans, man, like my life would be so great due to my debt income ratio.
All right.
Come on with it.
Are you on this train? 40% of college students said they'll spend time behind bars if it meant they could pay off their student loans.
How much time?
Let's go. How much time?
Let's go.
Some are saying as much as a whole year.
For how much?
For 100%.
If I go to jail for a year, yes, they'll take off 100%.
Yes.
I would do that.
Which jail?
I would do that. Now, they didn't say prison, bro. They said jail.
Jail, right downtown. Jail. Downtown.
Sycamore Street. So right
down Sycamore for a year.
I would be a king.
I'll go.
Oh, my God.
I'll
jail go for a year.
I've been there just telling jokes and entertaining people.
And you're done. You're done with the student loans.
The dude from the radio died. What's up, man? I mean, we listen to y'all.
I would make it clear every day. Man, I'm just in here to get these loans off me, man.
That's it.
I don't do no crime.
None.
I don't do no crime.
I would still call y'all. Would y'all answer my calls?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. We'd answer your calls.
Yes.
I would call y'all.
No, what you mean? Answer your call, but she gonna answer our calls.
Oh, she gonna be there with
I've been there for a year.
And you gonna hold us down out here on the outside, but you gotta be ride or die. Ride or die.
Send me to the farm out there for a year.
What's at the farm?
Yeah.
If we ain't go home, if we get back to life, baby, ride.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here. Time for you to see what this weather hitting on. It ain't hitting on much or nothing.
Looking for incredible offers on an award-winning lineup of trucks and cars you can count on right now at Chevy.com.
Shout out to old nephew. Shout out nephew Big Drink. Came and scooped me up. Had a little problem with the cutlass this morning.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, I got to get me a new battery. Battery I got is a summer battery. It ain't a winter battery.
The battery just cut off on the way to work.
It ain't ready for this. It ain't ready for all this. 25 degrees.
Oh, what?
20, all this. Frost all on my cutlass. Frost all on it.
Frost, we heard it.
25 degrees. Frost all on my cutlass.
It's 25 degrees out there?
25 degrees out there.
Hey, that might be a double little track right there. Frost all on my cutlass.
Frost all on it. Huh? Can't crank up my cutlass.
Frost all on it.
25, 40, 43 degrees gonna be the high. Who say Clee ain't got no hits?
In Greensboro, it's an accident on Friendly Avenue at North Chimney Rock Road and I-40 westbound between I-85 Business, exit 219, and Freeman Mill Road, exit 218. It's very slow traffic because of an accident. Other than that, we're good. You do not want to be in an accident in 25 degree weather.
Mm-mm. Frost all on it.
Mm. It's 102 traffic jams.
Hip hop sounds around your town.
102 jams. 3 Live Crew here. It's 6:33. A little early, but so what? You still gonna get this thought
Frost on. What's up?
What's up, man?
Ain't nothing.
You got like a Cash App or something? People can send you some money to help you get a new battery, a winter battery?
Oh, no. I got it covered.
Hey, you broke, Lee?
No. You know, I've been getting off.
You need a...
No. Ain't nobody broke over here. No. You know,
you got a crowdfund?
You know, no.
Crowdfund? God damn.
No.
The poorness.
I don't need none of that.
The need?
Okay, I got plenty of money coming in. Sexy Soda Canteen did good.
Okay.
End of the summer.
Respect.
So, hey, so I'm not my mother. Had the number one track.
Sodas.
Yeah. Label gave me an advance for another album.
Okay. Yeah. 2020. Hey, 2020. Somebody did send some beats up here for Clee Rock.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I listened to it.
Did you?
Yeah. Just these old suckers rapping. The old Jive Turkeys.
Oh, it wasn't beats.
Yeah. It wasn't beats. I thought it was some beats.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? They got somebody trying to do a little production for the wreck.
But it wasn't.
No. They bamboozled me. So you know where that ended up at.
On 40?
On 85. That's inspirational quote number one.
Winter weather warning. If your name ain't on the lease, this is not the weather to start an argument in.
It sure ain't.
You've been warned.
And that's the truth.
You've been warned. You've been warned.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing nice out there for you. Huh? So just take it easy. Yes, ma'am. No, sir. No. The inspirational quote number two.
Man, I tried to fake sleep so my company would leave. This mug done took a nap, too.
Oh, that never happened to you? That ever happened to you? You wake up, they wake up. Y'all wake up together.
I've been the one to take the nap.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you overstayed your
welcome. Yeah, I'm that
just
person.
Sitting there just
this guy.
Inspirational quote number three.
Winter done pulled up like...
Allow me to read. introduce myself.
Yeah, real quick on you. Real quick. Yeah. Try to get me a winter battery.
It's 6:35, y'all. 25 minutes, and it will be 7 a.m. Here goes some Danny Lay and Chris Breezy.
If it ain't number one TV in there, your name on the lease, you watch whatever we watch.
Let me catch your vibe. Let's
talk. 102 Jams, 6:38, 22 minutes, and it will be 7 o'clock. And Bit Rock, I'm going back and forth in Summer Walker's comment section on my Instagram.
Okay. What are you seeing?
So yesterday, I'm pretty sure by now you saw the video of her twerking on her boyfriend.
No.
That she posted on her Instagram.
I hadn't seen it.
Okay.
Okay. So there's that. I'm going to pass you my phone so you can see.
God is showing me the video.
It's a video of her boyfriend. He's sitting on the chair with his hands in his pants, and she comes over and gives him like a very physical lap dance. The joke is supposed to be these are how the strippers do at the strip club. They be mad aggressive when they're dancing. So you got people on there saying, oh, social anxiety, huh? Social anxiety, huh? Social anxiety. But then you had a bunch of people on there saying, you people are so stupid that you don't know what social anxiety means. Social anxiety means she can't be out in front of people that she's not comfortable with. She's comfortable with her boyfriend. This isn't the same thing, blah, blah, blah. So I saw a bunch of those comments. And I was like, so I just had to comment. I don't know why, but I had to.
Oh, right? Your boy.
So I jump in there and I say, listen, to all of the Summer Walker defense attorneys, I think the problem that the people who have issues with this is social media.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are you comfortable putting that version of yourself out in front of millions of people for millions of people to see, but you have social anxiety? Like, why would you build yourself up as this type of individual if you don't even like so? And so people are coming back to me saying, well, it's a situation where it's when she's not comfortable with people that she has that social anxiety. She's very comfortable with her boyfriend. And I'm like, and I understand that. So that's supposed to be left behind closed doors.
What about the millions that you have posted this?
Exactly. How can you show yourself as this image on social media, but you're afraid to sing your own music in a coliseum?
Yeah, and what about the introvert piece? We're leaving that out.
Yeah, well, definitely leaving that part out. how are you comfortable putting that image of yourself out there if you're that much of an introvert, if you're that socially awkward, if you're that socially, if you have that much social anxiety? This is social media.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody just recently, I just was looking at my joint and a female was saying, She can post things and just leave it. She doesn't, like, when she's in a room, she can see all those eyes staring at her. But when she posts it on social media, and I said, but that in lies the problem, though. Like, that in lies the problem with a bunch of social media. People hide behind those keyboards and put versions of themselves out there that's really not
real.
Them. But they think they can do that because they don't have to suffer the consequences of people staring at them and looking. That's the difference in comedy, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can do a bunch of edits and post you a video, but it's different when you're on that stage with a microphone and 150 people staring at you like, all right, I paid
make
for you to
laugh.
Make me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say I told you so.
You ain't told me nothing.
He did tell her she was going to post something yesterday.
I gave her a week. I said, wait, just give it a week. That thing ain't wait 24 hours.
It's being called coat envy. This is the first diagnosis of such, and Drankins is the one who's holding it.
I ain't got no coat envy. My coat is on the way. My coat is on the way.
Which
I was
is
the one that needed
envious.
A good coat first.
Which is why he's
who
envious,
who said
Dot?
That, look, it's getting cold. I need me a good coat, Dot. Who
it's
said that?
It's 6:47, y'all.
Who got a coat and who waiting on a coat?
13 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock. And if you were listening to the show on Monday, if you missed it, you can go to the 102 Jams 3 Live Crew SoundCloud. You can go to 102jams.com, find the 3 Live Crew, and it'll send you right to the link. And you can check Monday's show where Drankins put out there, he needs a coat.
A good coach.
A good coach.
I said that.
He's about to be doing a lot of touring. He's going to be in Colorado. He's going to be where you Connecticut.
Yeah.
Going to be in Connecticut. You know those places get extremely cold, and he needs him a good coach.
Yeah. That's what he said.
Roxy Ear Hustling.
Ear Hustling.
Said,
speaking this morning.
I need me a good coach.
But how Roxy, was I ear hustling when he was talking to me?
Now, again.
He was talking to me.
You can listen to the show every day on the
and not one
on
time did she say, you know what, I need me a good coat too.
But yesterday's show, Roxy was adamant about needing a new coat,
mm-hmm.
but she was not willing to pay for it.
No, I didn't want to pay.
It was like one that was worth $250 on sale for $120. Rock said, no, that's too much.
They knocked off a whole $100 and something.
That's a lot for a coat.
And Drankins broke it down, said you're going to keep the coat for at least 2 years. That's like paying $65 a year for a coat. Great math.
And she going to have it for more than two. You know, she keep coat for 5-6 years.
This morning, y'all, Roxy comes in with a brand new coat. I mean, she looks so warm. You can tell the coat is warm by the little bitty little T-shirt she wore up under the coat.
Yeah. Got a little bit T-shirt on it because the coat warm.
Because the coat is extremely warm. She came in here bragging how she can zip it all the way up to her nose and put a hood on. Drankins ordered his coat yesterday. Mm-hmm. Doesn't get here till Saturday.
But
Drankins
I'm fine.
Has coat envy.
No, I don't have coat. I'm fine.
Yes, he does.
Because only she got her because she was there begging on IG Live and then embarrassed her husband.
What you mean?
Remember on IG Live, she was begging people on IG Live. Someone, hey, she begging Seeker. Seeker, you got a coat I can have. Because I ain't trying to pay no $120 for no coat. So what she do? Embarrassed her husband. Like he can't keep her warm.
God almighty.
So then he felt like he had to defend her honor and warmth and buy her a coat. So he went and bought her a coat.
Yeah.
Dad, it doesn't matter how I got the coat. What matters is I got the coat.
Is there any truth to Drankin's story?
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter how I got the coat.
Okay.
The point is, I got the coat.
Yeah.
And he's mad because his little coat child stealing shipping. He over here checking, tracking and whatnot. Mad because he ain't got his little coat yet.
I am hot because then I'm going to be out there game Saturday. It's still going to be cold Saturday.
Ain't going to have his coat.
And I love to have my
ain't
North
gonna
Face
Ain't going to have
Saturday.
His good coat.
Ain't going to have his good
Guess
coat.
Guess who's going to have a good coat?
Hey, on the back of your chair right Ooh. Now.
When my North Face get here, I'm going to keep the tags on it. Like I'm in the 8th grade. I'm going to keep the tags on it so you can see the down feather with the explain how the down feather's in it.
Carl, my tags explain my Oh, now my boy want a good coat.
Oh, now you need a good coat.
Yeah, man. Playing with my name, this
lethal dog. Bojangles. It's bow time, y'all.
The re-up. Yep, and all weekend long, you going to see Queen and Slim.
102. Jams.
Roxy just squared up with Drank because Drank just touched her head and she just got a hair braided yesterday. It's in that like real stiff stage, like where she really can't even
braids
get
don't even move
yet.
They don't.
He always playing all the time.
He do be playing a lot.
I do.
I mean, he just got a jovial personality.
So, you know what? All right. It's going to happen today.
What's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
Now, somebody got to defend my honor today on that.
On what?
On the braid squeeze.
Oh, my God. The man bought you a coat.
The man bought you a coat. And then the next day after that, you're going to make the man fight somebody.
You fight your coworker?
Yo,
man. How awkward is that going to be?
Hey, yo, man. That thing right there, man.
Somebody got to defend my honor on that.
Somebody going to have to leave. Either he going to have to quit or he going to have to walk away from the marriage.
What?
If they fight, that's going to be super awkward. Y'all ain't going to be able to work together.
Over a braid squeeze?
We'll get over it. We'll get past it.
Over a braid squeeze?
Yes.
I think y'all should hug it out right now.
No.
And just move on with the day. It's way too early in the day for y'all to be beefing about
it. No, I'm holding this grudge till 8 o'clock.
She put time limits on her grudges, y'all.
What does that even mean?
I'm going to hold on to it till 8
She's
going
to be mean to me till 8, pretty much.
I ain't going to speak to him till 8. He ain't have to compress my braids like that.
I was hugging you.
He was giving you a hug.
I didn't want his hug. I didn't ask for it. And what kind of hug is an on top of the head?
Uncle Gary hug. You know,
a daggone
it was a condescending
headlock.
Hug. Yeah, it was a condescending hug.
Hey, that's Uncle
Why
Gary
did he
hug.
Have to do that?
That's how my Uncle Gary always hug.
Shut up.
And then he said, it's your drink.
Why did he do that?
I was rapping to
your guy. That's your drink.
He said, I don't even want to see him. It's your drink. And I heard you say, get out of your head. Sixteen minutes after 7 o'clock, 3 Live Crew rocking with you saying, good morning. It's cold as ever outside.
Eminem says, can we just leave the past in the past?
Yeah, I bet.
Last week, I told y'all about a clip that was floating around online. It was from an Eminem song from 2009. In the song, he raps, let me add my 2 cents. Of course, I'd side with Chris Brown. I'd beat a B down, too. So when the clip leaks, you know, there were a lot of people outraged. Rihanna fans were outraged. They're like, y'all are supposed to be friends. How could you rap something like that? Y'all are supposed to be cool. Then you had people who weren't even Rihanna fans that are just like, the lyrics were just inappropriate, period. Initially, Eminem said nothing. But yesterday, a spokesperson for Eminem did come out and say, this is a leak of something that's over 10 years old. After Eminem recorded it, he scrapped it and rewrote it. Obviously, he and Rihanna have a great relationship. So yes. Please, it was from 09, he says. Let it go.
Yeah, agreed.
I didn't think we would be talking about it this long, honestly. But that thing, like, as the days went on, I just kept seeing more and more about it. Like, people just very upset about it.
And still,
social media does.
And still, that's not the most disrespectful thing Eminem has said.
No.
So,
not even close.
Y'all, like, this is...
Not even close.
Not even close.
not even close. Are you guys interested in a Twinkies cereal?
No.
It's going to be available at Walmart late December. They say it is literally like they shrunk a Twinkie down and just made it a bite-sized cereal. Say it tastes just like a Twinkie.
And milk, that does not seem appealing. It's already going to be soggy.
I don't eat Twinkie.
Yeah.
Well, when it comes out, I'm going to go get a box and we all going to try it. It's going to be about $4 a box.
Okay. I'll try it if you bring it in, but am I going to go buy it? No.
Yeah, I'm going to bring it in.
Speaking of Walmart, though, you know, online they sell Uggs now at Walmart. Didn't know that, did you?
Or care.
You don't want to go there and get your bed?
How much are the Uggs at Walmart?
See, look at my girl. Look at my girl. Look
y'all
at my girl.
Uggs.
Look at my
Uggs.
Girl. Look at my girl. Oh, my God, I swear.
Too many ops in you. Tell me who you with. 102 Jams got your Thoughtspiration up next, baby.
The holidays are coming, and they're without a doubt.
Guaranteed. Find a better price. They'll match it, plus 50% off the difference. See store for details.
Clear outside with the tow truck. 729. Right? 26 degrees out there. Going to be mostly cloudy. High 43.
What? I don't know why that was so funny to me.
High 43.
Hey, Clay.
I'm gonna tell Clee doing all this laughing at his misfortune.
I'm sorry.
Now I'm gonna tell it.
I'm gonna tell it. Prices and stuff.
Now you know what? Times it now. Times is hard for Clee, y'all.
What?
For real.
What you mean?
He out there negotiating.
I mean, he just don't want to pay the full price of the tow.
Dang, man.
Out there trying to bottle sodas with.
Dang, I knew. Oh, man.
You called it.
I did, didn't
you
I?
You did, man.
Talking about he got the limited edition cans of chill wine.
Excuse me.
I know you can knock off $40.
Excuse me.
Limited edition can.
In Greensboro, it's an accident on Friendly Avenue at North Chimney Rock Road that is causing some delays. All right. Other than that, we're okay. Buckle up, drive safe, or get towed safe. That's your 102 traffic jams.
Don't kick my man while he down.
I didn't kick him while he was down. God, it was funny to me.
Crank up the heat. 102 Jams.
102 Jams. 3 live crew here at 7:34. 26 minutes and it will be 8 a.m.
Look, I just went to all the tow companies out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh? You got to watch how you handle an 82 Cutlass with a kid on it.
Yeah.
I got a kid on mine.
Uh-huh.
He out there trying to just hook it up any kind of way, scraping up my paint. Well, that's a leaf worth $60 off the toe. Huh?
Dang.
And don't mind and the limited edition 2 liter I gave him, Mellow Yellow. With Lil Wayne pitching on the front. Then when he did the commercial, do. Limited edition, Lil Wayne, 2 liter.
You said Mellow Yellow. Is it Mountain Dew or Mellow Yellow?
Mountain Dew. Got my shoulders. Inspirational quote number one.
Winner done pulled up like, allow me to read.
introduce myself.
My name is Cole. That's how it came in. That's how winter done came in. Inspirational quote number two.
Dear Apple, Hulu, Netflix, BET, Amazon, and everyone else trying to create a streaming service, we're not going to pay for all eight of y'all. Y'all better work it out.
Okay. And you better.
Bundle that.
Okay, ask Netflix how it go for them. Okay, everybody got the password. We were one person to get it. We'll just give them a dollar.
Yeah, we ain't
doing it. All of y'all. Well, y'all know each other anyway.
Yeah.
On Sundays, be having dinner together, laughing at us. You got them? Yeah, I got them too. Yeah, I got them for $8.99. Oh, me, oh, I'm getting them for $7.99. We getting off it. Inspirational quote number three.
Man, I tried to fake sleep so my company would leave. This mug done took a nap too.
You know, you're trying to give him hints, like, man, I'm gonna go and take me a nap. This fool take his shoes off.
Yo, what is a good way to get rid of company once you're done?
Oh, no.
I'm so horrible at that.
Hey, that's a good question.
I'm so bad
Doodle
at
with the
it,
bathroom
yo.
Door open.
Doodle with the bathroom.
Yeah. Make it real uncomfortable.
Anybody got anything better and more human than that?
Because Chris has got on me.
$7.39, y'all. 21 minutes, and it will be 8 o'clock. And off of the strength of the Thoughtspirations, this Thoughtspirational quote, to be exact. Hold on, let me get it for you.
Man, I tried to fake sleep so my company would leave. This mug done took a nap, too.
So, although humorous, Roxy says, how do you get people to leave your crib when you're ready for them to leave? Like, because the old, so what y'all about to do? That just seems a little rude.
It does.
You know, like a little...
Just being honest seems rude, period.
Yeah, I'm ready,
like,
for,
I'm ready
to
for you to go.
Yeah.
That is, that I can't...
That's rude.
Now, that I can't do.
Yeah.
But I've had people do that, and I've respected it.
Have you?
They said like, all right, man, so I'm ready for you to go. Like, gosh.
Not if I'm ready for you to go, but yeah, man, about 30 minutes, y'all going to have to go. Because I got to go, because I'm blase blah.
Yeah.
All right.
But they had a reason. What if there is no reason?
What if I'm just ready for you to go?
I'm just ready for you to go. Why is that so bad to say?
I don't know, but I just feel like it's
it
rude.
Is. No, it is. It is. You would feel some
like
kind of way somebody said it to
you. Like, see you and y'all fellowshipping and everything.
Yeah. What say you? What's a good way to get people about your house when you're ready for them to leave?
Hey, I fake leave when I need company to leave.
You do what?
I fake leave my house. Like, I'll make up, hey, I got to go to the grocery store. I got to go take my child to cheer, something.
And just drive around
the
block.
The whole house.
I mean, that's a bit of an inconvenience, but
it is.
Look at that. But that's a good one.
Hey, when they got to go, they got to go.
Hey, that's a good one, though, Rock.
But okay. Rock, you don't get dressed. You start rushing and just start throwing stuff like that, throwing little slippers, throwing, hey, I got to go, go ahead.
Like you're about to,
really rushing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Drying.
And then get them out. Like you got to go right
she don't,
now.
She don't.
You know she don't do well with
Roxy
stuff like
don't
that.
Do good
she
with
can't
improv.
Do acting. No,
she
not
can't.
Improv acting. She just got to.
No, I don't.
God, it's
going
to look so ridiculous.
I'm going to have to actually get dressed and leave.
Yeah.
That thing going to be put on makeup and everything.
But then what's going to happen? She's going to get out there and be like, I'm already out here. I might as well just go by.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, she at Target spending $180.
Yeah.
No, that's not a good idea, ma'am. Sorry. That works for you, but not for Rock.
Not for Rock.
No, it doesn't. Thanks, though.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
Bye, girl.
You know I ain't come to play this TV. Snapping off the rip. Yo, say I'm a favorite. Ha. You probably don't want to let your baby mama take a picture.
Why?
Because I'm the type of baby that's going to fuck the babysitter. I just did a show and put
a stupid out.
I might have to readjust my top five list, Big Rock, because I would like to put Big Sean in my top five.
You know what? Did you see how when you threw your top five out there, I didn't entertain you at all? I just said, that's what's up, and kept it moving. You do this every time.
Keep changing.
Every time he will throw out a top five, and for the rest of the morning, he'll be changing the top five.
That's true.
Because
I'm not doing this with you today.
But I just want to say, 2 Chainz is all. 2 Chainz and Jay Z.
It's not in your top five.
Yeah, 2 Chainz is in my top five. 2 Chainz and Jay Z are always in my top five.
So you reserve a spot for 2 Chainz?
In my top five, yes. Yes, I do. You don't think I do?
You don't think I do?
Man, whatever. 7:49, 11 minutes, it'll be 8 o'clock, and I got to figure out who I'm going to remove from my top five. So
by the end of the morning, 2 Chainz will not be in that top five.
No, Two Chainz always in my top five.
Drake, if 2 Chainz remains in the top five throughout the rest of the morning, he's doing it just to spite me.
That's not true.
2 Chainz ain't going to make it.
Yes, he is.
He never does.
He always makes it.
2 Chainz never makes it to the end.
2 Chainz always makes it to the end.
Always.
No, he doesn't.
Always. He always make it to the end, Drake.
I'm telling you, Drake. No, he don't.
2 Chainz always make it. Now, Master P get bumped out. He'd be in there, but then, because I'd be excited about a couple of songs, but then I realized Master P is not really my top five. I just love No Limit, that movement. Mm. But 2 Chainz and Jay-Z is always in my five, right?
2 Chainz always starts in the five.
And stay there.
Jay-Z is a staple in your five.
Absolutely.
Now I can say that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Big Sean is a staple in your five. Because you always forget about Big Sean.
Yes.
And then you come back on the back end and add him.
So he'd be up there with daggone 2 Chainz.
Dang, I thought Master P was always in the five.
Master P be in the five, but then I remember, like, I don't know all the words to Ghetto Dope, but those albums and stuff like that. I remember them, but.
I'm not doing this top five junk with you today. I'm not. I done sat here and entertained you for too long right now. Mm.
Who your top five, Rock?
I don't know.
You want to know my top five?
No.
Got hustled over at the mall the other day.
How?
Y'all gonna laugh at me?
How?
Nah, I ain't telling y'all because y'all sit here laughing at me already.
I was laughing at something else. I was laughing at something else.
You better not be playing that card game.
How you get hustled at the mall? All
right, so I'm walking through the mall.
It's got the makings of a 3-card game.
It ain't a 3-card game. Oh,
okay, thank you. Okay, all right. It had the makings of it. Oh, it's got the makings of a kiosk.
Oh. Got the makings of a kiosk. Carla had been saying she wanted a Nintendo. And they be selling these little Nintendo minis in the mall at the kiosk.
Oh.
Man, I'd have bought this thing, bro.
Yeah.
That thing ain't got none of the real games.
None.
That's a fake Nintendo. That thing had Pac-Boy.
Shut up.
Man, that was so bad.
It wasn't even a Nintendo then. It can't say Nintendo on it.
No, it didn't say NES on it.
It just said NES?
Yes, but it looked just like a Nintendo console.
Why did you buy that?
Because it looks just like it,
but
Drake.
If you look at Team George, you'd be like, that's Team George.
No, it didn't. But Team George don't be this damn
that's
good.
That's what NES mean. They're like, it'll say Nintendo's NES.
That thing had Mario siblings, not brothers.
Shut up.
I ain't lying to y'all.
Yes, you are.
No, all right. I was so mad when Carl hooked that thing up, man. It don't even work on certain TVs, man. $50. I thought I was getting a deal, man. They got hustled at the mall, man.
My bro could have had an eighth.
I'm so mad, Drake.
My bro could have had an eighth.
Phone or connected device. Or listen on your smart speaker anytime, anywhere. The Re-Up.
Yeah, I'm making friends in the comments section on Summer Walker's page. Shout out to Lexi, says she listening to the 3 Live.
102 Jams.
Turn my headphone down a little bit.
9 minutes after 8 o'clock, 3 Live crew on your radio. And now Rox is in the comment section on Summer Walker's post, reading all the people that's talking mean to me.
Yeah. I see you're one of those that don't mind going back and forth.
Every now and then, I got time. Every now and then, I got time.
My boy got time.
I'll indulge. It's
got
to be the right one to trigger me, though. People that just talk trash and call me names and stuff, I don't respond to those. Like, but if somebody got a point that I don't mind talking about, I'll jump in there.
Hey, my boy has jumped in that drink.
Yeah, they going to get that work today.
Respond.
Huh? Yeah, they going to get that work today.
I got time today.
And then once he know he got them hot, we're going to turn it up a little bit. Say something else.
DJ Lil Vegas is here for a quick mix. We've had my top five favorite rappers. Now we're going to have one of my top five favorite singers.
Who died?
Female.
Who Rihanna.
You know it, baby, huh?
Okay, that's about it.
Thank you.
Boy, can you get it up? Come here, rude boy.
Yeah, she top five. She top three. Rihanna top three for me. Everybody knows that. I don't really know who all I'll put. What? I can't say Riri in my top three?
Yes, you can say that.
You know I can say that now, Rock. Toni Braxton.
I mean,
I just feel like
you're jumping out there. Yeah.
Toni Braxton,
you're
in my top three.
Jumping out there.
And Janet Jackson.
See, you're at three right now. Toni, Janet, and RiRi.
That's a good three, Rock. I got these niggas wishing. He say he hungry to speak. What? Yeah, that's my dog. He gonna sit down and listen. Call him a trick and he don't get a I'm on your I'm in that new. Now, if I started going top 10, the baby might make my top 10 now.
Oh, my God. God, shut up.
I don't think he can make my top 5 right now.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm just, when we play artists, I'm just thinking about where I rank. Oh, my God. I'm tripping.
Here you go. See?
I'm tripping.
Yeah.
Right there.
Because Drake is definitely in my top 5.
There you go, y'all.
See? But y'all know Drake is in my top 5.
Here you go.
Y'all know Drake is in my top 5.
Here you go. So who's coming out?
I got to take Master P out.
So who's coming out?
I got to take So Jay-Z is in there. Drake is in there. 2 Chainz is in there. Big Sean is in there. Big Sean is in there. And the old Wayne is in there. Now, that's a type 5.
Say it again.
Jay-Z, 2 Chainz, Big Sean, Old Wayne, and Drake. Top 5. Personal.
All right.
Favorite top 5.
All right. It's going to change again before the morning is over.
You don't know that. Be quiet, girl. Good morning.
Man, stop with the shenanigans.
What?
Roxy, deduct this guy a point right now.
Why?
For what?
He talking about top 5. Both lists, they trash, all right? Stop.
Hey.
Both of my lists are trash. My boy said
your list
trash.
Big Sean is not top 5.
Who ain't
Please
top 5?
Stop. Please stop.
Huh? Wait. He can be my personal favorite top 5. How you going to tell me Big Sean can't be in my personal favorite top 5?
Look, when Roxy stop drinking all time with that shenanigans, I'm going to stop you right now. This is shenanigans, all right?
Hey,
stop. You've been warned.
I've never been warned. Big Sean is in my top 5.
You've been warned for shenanigans.
Roxy, you know Big Sean is in my top 5 now. You know
Big
that ain't
Sean
shenanigans.
Is in your
he's
so
a
wait,
good
wait.
Rapper, but he's not top 5.
So wait.
For me, personally.
You let 2 Chainz ride, but you called out Big Sean?
I know.
Oh no. I said his whole list is trash.
Oh, well, he okay. said the whole list.
Okay. 2 Chainz wordplay is phenomenal.
Phenomenal?
Yes. Phenomenal.
There you go, jumping out there with another word.
Not jumping out there. That's a fact. 2 Chainz wordplay is phenomenal.
That's not a fact.
Yeah.
Drake, he keeps saying stuff.
Yes, it's facts.
That is a fact that two Chainz wordplay is phenomenal.
He using words like phenomenal and facts.
Man, to hell with this. That's for him. Rock, that's for you. And Drake, that's for you.
That was phenomenal. You hung up on 3 people.
My bro Horton gonna hit me up talking about if Rihanna ain't gorgeous, is she still in your top 3? Horton, mind your damn business and go coach East Forsyth and get off my phone. Peanut here. Yes! Been too long for so cheap and flex so deep. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here. It's 23 minutes after 8 o'clock, and I don't know about you, but I'm having a great morning.
You guys might have been right.
About?
Yesterday, I was telling you, Saturday, Colin Kaepernick is supposed to have a workout. The NFL set it up for him.
Yeah.
Invited all 32 teams out, said, come get a look at Colin Kaepernick. He tweeted, like, I've been ready. I've been waiting for this for 3 years. I'm ready, and I'm going to put my best foot forward.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's what's up. Initially, when I read it, I'm like, that's what's up. He's going to get an opportunity. Hopefully, he gets a job. I tell you guys a story about it yesterday, and immediately y'all are off it.
Yep.
You're talking about who's going to be there on a Saturday. They've got a game the very next day.
You didn't understand that?
I didn't understand it at all. But apparently I'm the only one.
You're the minority.
Everybody is on social media talking about how the NFL is really disingenuous and fake with this.
Yeah.
Like, it's just all for show. They say that Colin Kaepernick even questioned, why does it have to be a Saturday? And they say he requested, can we move it to Tuesday? And the NFL said no.
Yeah.
He said, well, if we can't move it to Tuesday, can we at least make it next Saturday? The NFL said no. Apparently, several teams have reached out to Colin's representatives, and I don't know how accurate this is. This is just a rumor, but it's being said that several teams have reached out and already declined and said they wish they could be there, but obviously they cannot be there
because they've got a game the next day.
Man. Yeah.
It's a PR stunt from the NFL. I was off it from the rip. I did hear that the Miami Dolphins, they were like one of the first teams to say that they actually would be in attendance.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that was a positive in that whole situation. But yeah, man, like, no, it wasn't a good look. Again, it's a good looking idea that he gets to have a trial, but it's still sabotage.
Yeah.
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 Shot of flow right here. Now Chopper. That would call a call.
Did you call him now?
That would call a call him. So there ain't no I in there, baby. It's just NLE. It's NLE Chopper. Yeah. She read it wrong.
Yeah, yeah, I am a menace. Keep me a ratchet, I like tennis. I'm with this shit like I'm dipped this shit, little homie. Yeah, like I'm Toby. Yeah.
Now they all on Twitter, Bit Rock, wanting to question who in my top five and getting mad at me and who in my top five. Don't tell me no Pusha T in your top five.
No, he's never said
never.
He's never said Pusha T.
Bro, Pusha T not in my top 50.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, that's just that a fact on that.
That boy would go for days for he said Pusha T. Pusha,
I mean, so many artists. I'll be honest. Yeah, right.
Arby's 2 for €6 deal is back again for...
Enroll. Find the Chevy you want with the deal you can count on right now at Chevy.com.
8:32 in the morning, and we got a crisp 29 degrees. Cloudy out there. Going to get to a high of 40.
Hey, in my morning affirmations and morning prayers this morning, I legit said a prayer for homeless people.
I thought about that yesterday, too. I
really, really did, bro.
I thought about homeless people yesterday. I really did.
I really did. Like, I can't imagine, like, it's way too cold to be homeless. Like, prayers. Accidents in Greensboro, Bessemer Avenue, west of Summit Avenue. Also, there's a serious accident in High Point on East Chester Drive right there, NC68 at I-74. And in High Point, 311, southbound between Johnson Street and East Chester. Serious accident right there on East Chester Drive, so that area is highly congested. And there's an accident investigation on Elm Street at Piscachurch Road, so be advised of that area. Y'all buckle up out there and get to your destination safely. That's your 102 Traffic Jams.
Come on. Music vibes on the ride. 102
Jams. It's 8:36. Right on time for some thoughtspiration in your life this Thursday morning.
Just reach your hands out to your radio and say,
ooh, yeah.
Reach your hands.
Yeah.
Am I reaching their hands?
Reach your hands.
Just reach your hand out and touch somebody right now.
Man, no.
Reach.
Just touch and agree right now.
No.
Dot, would you like to?
No, touch your hand back.
Touch your hand. Touch your hand.
I got my hand out.
Fella.
Why'd you pop?
Well, you gave her a mean five. That was a very hard, mean five.
Why'd you do that?
Where's that?
There was nothing pleasant in that. But we're going to continue to let the good vibes flow.
Oh, my God.
And omit fella. Thoughtspirational quote number one.
Now you're out.
Whatever.
Dear Apple, Hulu, Netflix, BET, Amazon, and everyone else trying to create a streaming service, we're not going to pay for all 8 of y'all. Y'all better work it out.
Just let y'all
period.
Know.
Period.
Period. I do have Fire Sticks. You know.
You sell them?
Oh, yeah.
Respect.
Yeah, you need one?
Nope.
I was going to say, I ain't got one for you. No way.
Thank you.
Thoughtspirational quote. Number two.
Winter weather warning. If your name ain't on the lease, this is not the weather to start an argument in.
It's not.
Mm.
And it's not the weather for you to be sitting down on the couch just watching TV after when I come in from work.
Uh-oh.
Mm.
It's not the kind of weather for that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
do something. Be doing something.
Damn.
Thoughtspirational quote. Number three.
Man, I tried to fake sleep so my company would leave. Mm. This mug done took a nap too.
Mm.
Been there.
Well, wait till I start farting in my sleep.
Oh.
And I mean lifting up the butt doing it too.
Okay.
Somebody, I bet you get up at my house then. I bet you get up at my house then.
Stop.
Get up at my house.
Hey, really, did you do that?
102 Jam, 16 minutes, and it will be 9 a.m., baby. Three Live Crew on your radio. It's cold outside, 29 degrees, I think, bruh said. That's OD.
And it's time for Do You Care or Nah? First up, guys, Alicia Keys, she will be returning to host the Grammys in 2020. If you do remember, she hosted last year. According to the Grammys, it was received really well. People really loved her as the host, so they're bringing her back for round two. Do you care or nah?
Nah.
No, not at all. Well, the show is going to air January 26th, and the nominees are going to be announced next Wednesday, November 20th. Do you care about that?
I do care about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do care about
Disney
that.
Plus. A lot of people apparently care about this. I don't know why. It hit over 1 million signups in just 2 days. That thing just launched on the 12th, and Disney said 10 million people have joined. They will not say how many just have the free subscription versus how many people actually subscribe, but they've got 10 million off the rip.
Yeah.
All I see up and down my timeline is people talking about Disney movies and songs. And I'm like, is this the craze?
I got to find it on my Fire Stick.
So you're here for it?
I am here for it.
Yeah.
A lot of people told me I need to download it.
Like, for what, though?
Well, they said it's a lot of family videos and movies and stuff on there. And, of course, it's all the, like, everything Disney. Everything Disney's ever done is on this Disney Plus. So, like, you can, of course.
Like, can we not find it anywhere else now? Is that the thing?
I mean, I'm sure you can, but this is just a hub where you don't have to go searching for
this. You ain't got to go looking.
Nah, you ain't got to look. It's all right here. And then they got, like, other shows and stuff that they've started and new shows and stuff that are on Disney Plus.
So they had a little High School Musical series on there,
Chad. I was wondering if you were going to be interested in that. That was one of the ones that was on there.
I kind of want to check it out. You know, High School Musical was my movie.
That's kind of your thing. Yeah.
Drake?
Nah, you know it.
Okay, and last but not least here, Dot, I know you will care about this. Kanye West, he's taking his Sunday service to a huge mega church for one of your favorite preachers.
Bishop Jakes?
No.
Can you just tell me?
Joel.
Joel Osteen, my favorite.
Yes, rumor has it this Sunday, Sunday service is invading Joel Osteen's church. Wow. They're saying it is going to be a massive turnout. Apparently, he and Joel have become friends ever since Kanye's, is on this new journey, finding God, and that's where it's going to be.
You still
that's
don't like
be
Joel?
Freaking huge, huh?
You still don't like Joel?
No, I don't like Joel.
Still don't like you, Joel. You're still not like a fan Joel. Of Joel.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Preach that finance ministry.
Man.
You don't be liking that, B-Rock.
Like
look
that.
At Rock.
Prosperity gospel. That's what they call it.
Prosperity gospel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about prosperity gospel.
I ain't with it. You know I ain't with it.
That's been me so amazing. All this all work, no.
So 102 Jams winning weekend, baby. We're hooking you up with Queen and Slim movie tickets all weekend long.
You can get the biggest Chanel back in the store if you want it. I gave them the every other night another movie can make.
Roxy, you're a new homeowner.
Yes.
Drankins, you're a homeowner.
What's up?
I'm still out here getting taken advantage of by the man renting. But that's not the here nor there. That's not what this is about. That's not what this is about. What would you... Man, I don't even want to talk about how embarrassed I'd be thinking about renting versus owning, man. I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to get into it. Listen.
Why are you getting into it?
Because I saw a story where the HOA, Homeowners Association, when you get a home, you become part of the Homeowners Association in your neighborhood or whatever.
I got a letter from my association right here.
What does it say?
It's just welcoming us to the neighborhood.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, Nick and Claudia, they were new to a neighborhood. And they, too, got a letter from their homeowners association.
Same.
Because on November 1st, they put up their Christmas decorations. Very excited.
Mm-hmm.
And the HOA said, y'all need to take those down. It's too early. You need to take those down until it's closer to the holiday season.
Oh, see, they am one of those kind of HOAs.
Can the HOA do that?
Yes. There are some, Dot, that are, like, really strict. Like, you got to get permission to do anything. Like, you want to paint your house, you got to use approved colors and stuff.
Really?
Yes, they get strict. Some of them get strict.
Well, Claudia and Nick say they not going to do it because it ain't nothing in writing saying that they couldn't put up their Christmas
Leave it
decorations.
Up. Leave it up, y'all.
And they in the spirit is what
Leave
they say.
Leave it up.
Dang, what can the Homeowners Association do? Can they kick you out your house? Do they have that much power?
No.
Nah, if you don't pay your dues, but I don't know.
But in the neighborhood you're talking
about,
if you want to paint your house pink and they say no and you do it anyway, what happens?
I don't know what happens when you break the rules.
If you is wrong, I don't want
careers. Intercom Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The re-up.
Yep, DJ Lil Vegas time on a throwback Thoughtspirational Thursday. Let's get it.
102 Jams.
102 Jams. Three live crew here 14 minutes after 9 o'clock. And three live, listen, and Vegas over there dropping heat. Okay, definitely, you know he's in my top five. Jay-Z, absolutely. That is not debatable. And yes, I'm still talking about it because people are still talking about it on my Twitter.
Nobody's talking to you about it.
That's all they're talking to me about on my Twitter.
What is being said?
My boy Adam Howes, he's on my page. He respects me putting 2 Chainz in my top 5, and he respects the lyrical component that 2 Chainz delivers. He says, and for what it's worth, Chainz is one of the few rappers who not only has bars and solid punchlines, but has the charisma and comic timing to match it. Not common at all in this day and age. Absolutely. Those parts.
Why can't nobody give me a Chainz line?
Because I ain't got to give me. Vegas, if you can over there, I know you.
I'll give you one. I'll give you one.
No,
left hand on that steering wheel, right hand on that what? Huh? See? What the right hand on, Rock?
Very comical line.
What the right hand on?
Very comical line, Rock.
Oh, she ain't going to tell her what the right hand on.
Because she know what that right hand on. She been in the car with it. She been in the car with that boy.
Hey, Rock. Rock, Chris done had his left hand on steering wheel.
Have you minded your business?
Okay, I figured it out. Hear me out, Rock. Hear me out.
I just don't give a damn.
Just hear me out, though. Hear me out.
I think
I have a generational top 5 and then an overall top 5.
Ah.
I think that's what my situation is.
But nobody has those.
Yeah.
It's just a top 5. Say it's a top 5.
Just give us a top 5, period.
Period.
It's kind of difficult for me to do that. It's kind of difficult because
Drake, why did we let him drag us in this?
Listen, I got Drake in my top 5. Y'all know that. Jay-Z is in my top 5. 2 Chainz is in my top 5. Big Sean is in my top 5. I want to put Old Wayne in my top 5, but I want to put Meek Mill in my top 5 too.
Okay, and look. We're going to start with these old and news.
See?
He's Wayne. You got either he's in there or he's not.
My boy hit me on Twitter and told me to let you hear, because you asking for a 2 Chainz verse. We got a 2 Chainz verse. Are you ready?
Yes.
Wordplay phenomenal.
Enjoy. Now catch up to my campaign. Cool the color of mayonnaise. I'm drunk and hot at the same time. Drinking champagne.
On an airplane, Rock.
Rip rounds like a gun range. Beat it up like rampage.
Huh.
100 bands. Cut your girl, now your girl need a band-aid.
Bit Rock. Wordplay phenomenal.
Oh, whoop-de-doo. Cut your girl need a band-aid?
Looking for the best deal on a pre-owned car or SUV? Benchmark Auto on Ronaldo Road, Forest School, Redison, and the Northwest Area Health Education Center.
Weather! Who want they weather? I want to get a little warmer, but it ain't. It's 31 degrees, 31, gonna be 43.
It's
gonna be cloudy, cloudy, cloudy.
In Greensboro, there's an accident on Bessemer Avenue, west of Summit Avenue.
I'm gonna get a little chilly this evening.
Ask your 102 traffic jam.
Oh, yeah. Get a little chilly this evening. Somebody pass me a spoon.
That's past the weather.
Give me some cornbread and a little bit of shredded cheese on my chili. Oh, is this turkey or ground beef?
Changing leaves, avoiding the sneeze.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here is 9:34. A little early, but we're getting into your thoughtspiration this morning. Cleavon has had a rough morning. Had his car break down. His battery went out. He said he needed him a winter battery.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
What's up?
What's up, man?
Ain't nothing.
You got like a Cash App or something? People can send you some money to help you get a new battery, a winter battery?
Oh, no. I got it covered.
Dang, you broke, Lee?
No. You know, I've been getting
you
off.
You need a...
No. Ain't nobody broke over here. No.
You know, got a crowdfund?
You know, no.
Crowdfund, God damn.
No.
The poorness.
I don't need none of that.
The need.
Okay, I got plenty of money coming in. Sexy Soda Canteen did good.
Okay.
End of the summer.
Respect.
So, hey, so I'm had a number one track.
Sodas?
Yeah. Label gave me an advance for another album.
Okay. Okay, 2020. Hey, 2020. Somebody did send some beats up here for Klee Rock.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I listened to it.
Did you?
Yeah. Just these old suckers rapping. The old jive turkeys.
Oh, it wasn't beats.
Yeah. It wasn't beats. I thought it was some beats.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? They got somebody trying to do a little production for the wreck.
But it wasn't.
No. They bamboozled me. So you know where that ended up at.
On 40?
On 85.
Inspirational quote number one.
Winter weather warning. If your name ain't on the lease, this is not the weather to start an argument in.
It sure ain't.
You've been that's warned.
And that's the truth.
You've been warned.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing nice out there for you. Huh? So just take it easy. Yes, ma'am. No, sir. No. Inspirational quote number two.
Man, I tried to fake sleep so my company would leave. This mug done took a nap, too.
Oh, that ever happened to you? That ever happened to you? You wake up, they wake up. Y'all wake up together.
I've been the one to take the nap.
Yeah.
Oh, you overstayed your
welcome. Yeah, I'm that person.
This guy.
Inspirational quote number three.
Winter done pulled up like,
allow me to reintroduce myself.
Yeah, real quick on you. Real quick. Got to get me a winter battery.
It's 6:35, y'all. It's 20 minutes to 10 o'clock, and yes, girls need love too. What's up? You're the women that love today. 9:40, November 14th, almost turkey time.
Kodak Black need love. Probably don't want to get it from where he at, though.
No, he don't.
Hey, that's what I was going to say. No. Don't go up in that one with love. Don't you be up in that one with love.
Yeah, yesterday he got sentenced to 3 years and 10 months in jail. Federal prison. I keep saying jail, but it is federal prison.
There's a difference.
He got caught up on some federal gun charges back in May. Was on his way to Rolling Loud, supposed to be performing, and got caught up. It turns out he had lied on some applications to get guns, said he wasn't a felon, said he didn't have any open cases against him. Both of those things were false. Initially, he pled not guilty in the case, ended up changing his plea to guilty. So prosecutors were asking the judge, be a little lenient on him since he did work with us. Then make us go through a trial and all of that. His lawyers also wrote a letter to the judge asking him, just give him, three and a half years, please. It's not like he was caught with the guns. He was caught lying to get the guns. And, this is a case of deception. And he wanted the guns because he was trying to protect himself from gang members that were trying to get at him. The judge said, young people make mistakes. The problem is you've been making mistakes since you were 15 years old. Sentenced him to 46 months, a little bit over what Kodak Black was asking for. But he will be locked down for a little minute.
Free yak, baby.
Oh, it's going to get addressed tonight. What you mean on your Instagram, free some yak? You know what he did?
If you want to know what Drankers is talking about, make sure you listen to the podcast that we load later on, and you can hear the conversation from earlier.
What? About to talk about it right now on IG Live.
18 minutes, and it will be 10 o'clock.
Everything litty, I love when it's hot.
102 Jams, 16 minutes until 10 o'clock. And this morning, I let you know that I got hustled over there at the mall. I'm good for a hustle by the holidays. Remember one time I met this dude at the Marshalls parking lot and bought me and Carla matching rings. He was a very good salesman though, and he had the tags on him and stuff, like he had just taken them right out of the Zales or whatever he stole them from.
What year was that?
Oh, that was a long time ago. That was like a decade. But I'm good for a good hustle. I remember that other day, them people called me and was trying to daggone get me to give them that information.
So hey, that was about to get scammed via phone. I remember.
Hey, bro.
I'm so gullible.
Do you remember
I'm
that?
I'm so gullible.
Yeah. That was like 2 weeks ago.
And he came in.
I didn't ask you.
You did.
You just happened to be in the area. I was talking to Roxy.
I wouldn't dare ask you.
Oh, you did? I could see your face. I didn't want to ask you.
The way I looked at you that day. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, you know what? Hey, bro.
What, man?
Hey. I can get you free gas for like a good month, bro. Give me $60. Give me $60. I can get you free gas for $60, bro. I can get you free gas for a whole month for $60.
bro. You know it's, you know you're gonna pay more than that in gas a month. Give me 60. Give me 60.
How?
Give me $60.
Wait. In this hypothetical, how
though? Ain't nothing hypothetical about this. I'm gonna get you free gas.
How?
Huh?
How?
I can't give you my, bro, I can't tell you my lit. But I'm,
how is he supposed to get it though? Is there a card or?
Yeah.
Oh no no no! I'm a.
You gonna take, bro, my card? You gonna?
I'm a, yes. Now. Every time I'm gonna fill you up. I'm gonna take you and fill you up, bro. Every week.
For the six.
For the six.
Give me $60.
What's up, Doc?
And it's gonna help.
Nah. For some reason, something don't feel right. Good morning.
Good morning, man. I am so glad that you put that in Nintendo Mini on the air, because I was about to buy that thing for my kids for Christmas.
Dang. You saved somebody, Doc.
See? No, no, no.
Yes, you did.
Share your pain.
No.
Share your pain. You saved somebody.
No, sir. Sir, you're looking at the actual Nintendo Mini that's made by Nintendo.
No, he's talking about the one in the mall that I just bought.
Are you talking about that too?
Yes.
I'm telling you.
No, don't do that,
because it'll be right there. And I'm telling you, it looks just like when you just glance at it and you're just doing it like in swiftness. I'm on FaceTime with Carla. And I saw it. I was like, baby, they got the Nintendos here. She was like, ooh. I was like, you know what? In my mind, I'm like, so I just hung up with her. And I'm like, because I know she's been saying she wanted one. So I was going to surprise her. So I just went and grabbed it. Look, I'm talking about it's got the gray top, the black. It looks just like the dagger, the controller that comes with it, everything. Then you open it up and you start paying attention and reading, and you see it don't say Nintendo nowhere on the box. Nowhere. That joint say NES. Damn.
And it says Pac-Boy.
Man, Pac-Boy was one of the games. I'm telling
you're
you.
You're lying.
Hey, and Monkey Kong. Man, it wasn't no Donkey Kong. Monkey Kong.
Dre,
it was
lying.
Mario Sibling.
Dre, he lying.
I'm telling y'all, man. I'm telling y'all. Hey. All right.
Oh, man.
Hey, I'm glad I saved you a couple bucks, fam.
Yes, sir, man. You guys are the greatest, man.
No doubt. Appreciate you, bro.
He's still going to go get it.
He's not going to go get it, bro.
There you go.
Shorty, this going to be your favorite song. Ooh, oh, oh. Wish I was your
one. Keep wishing.
Yes. Yes, DMX is in my top five.
Dot, you're up to like 10 now.
And they all in my top five. Listen,
you're up to 10 in your top five.
But that's the thing. As long as I
this
never give you a top five list.
Hey,
listen, on IG Live, they said you can't have 30 rappers in your top five.
Yes, I can. See, that's the thing. If I don't ever give you my top five list, then I could just say that's in my top five.
But we know you're at 10, though.
Because they had Jadakiss, and Jadakiss is a good one. Jadakiss would be in my all-time top 10, but not my all-time top five.
So who's your all-time top five?
I haven't really thought about it, but just know, like, Jay-Z is in my all-time top five.
DMX is.
DMX is in my all-time top five.
Big Sean.
Big Sean, I don't know if he's in my all-time or my generational. He might be in my generational. See, Tupac, I don't know. I don't know if Tupac's in my top five.
In the words of my homegirl, Tay for the win on IG Live, we off it. LOL.
Man, Tay always off something.
We off it.
Tay is always off something.
Can you block
her? Nobody ask you, Tay.
I'm not blocking Tay.
Tay
know when to get off something. She know lit, but she know when to get off.
Is Tay single?
I don't know.
Tay probably ain't been on nothing in a long time.
Tay, no, Tay got a man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.